Dear brothers and sisters, I greet all of you very warmly, welcoming you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are grateful to God for this new opportunity to come together to hear His Word. We have visits from many countries, especially brethren from Portugal in our midst, and also from other parts of Europe and the world. Be welcome, all of you. And we are happy about all the brothers and sisters who are joining us online, listening now. You see already so many greetings as never before. And before we praise our Lord together, I will read the names of the brothers and sisters who have sent greetings. Brother Bruce from Cape Town, Brother Emmanuel from Australia, from Kishinev, greetings. Brother Leon, Ivory Coast, Brother Jan Franco from Italy, Brother Mihalova from Bulgaria, Chovava from Zimbabwe, Mizio from Hungary, Lipondo from South Africa, Nyagi, Nairobi, Dietbert from the Ivory Coast, then Brother Mishea from Italy, Ratnikov from Russia, Joachim from Mozambique, here greetings from Brother David, and from Sister Holviti from Finland, from Brother Leonard from Cape Town, Brother Martin from South America, Brother Chauffeur from Kigali, our dear Brother Johannes Karl is sending greetings, then Brother M. Bui is sending greetings, Brother, didn't understand, Brother Rigobert is sending greetings. Brother Leonidas is sending greetings. Brother Goma is sending greetings. Brother Ivan from Cuba. Brother Justin from South Africa. Then greetings from Brother Thomas. He has a prayer request. Then we have greetings from Jan Martin from Abidjan, from Joshua from South Africa, from Brother Mashi from India, from Brother Christian from Romania, Brother Ignacio, Brother Ellis Wendel, greetings. Brother Manaka is sending greetings, and again greetings from Tajikistan. Yes, these are the greetings, many greetings. The brethren are joined with us in the Lord, and we are happy that they together walk the same way with us. Now we want to praise our Lord. We start with song number 1. I will sing of my Redeemer, from these little booklets. Song number 1. I will sing of my Redeemer.
I will sing of my Redeemer, that His wondrous love to me. Sing of my Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sold my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will tell story of my no sing of my Redeemer, for with his blood he purchased me. For on the cross he sought my pardon, for the dead and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumphant power I tell. Oh, sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. Upon the cross he sought my pardon, for the dead and made me free.
Amen. Let us sing together. Song number 5. Song number 5. What a friend we have in Jesus. Number 5.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. God in prayer, temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden? Burdened with a load of care, precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. Take and shoot thee, thou wilt find a solace there.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, brothers and sisters, what a grace when we seek the Lord in prayer. Oh, how wonderful it is to be in His presence. He answers prayers. Now, let us read a word for introduction, and then Brother Alfred Borg comes to pray with us. I would like to read from Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 1.
So wollen denn,
wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and discouraged in your minds. Up to here, this precious word of God. Please let us stand up for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can be here tonight to receive what you prepared for us. We have come in full expectation. We believe that you are present as you promised it. We are not looking on us, but we look unto you, who you overcame everything, who have given us the victory on the cross of Calvary. We glorify thy name, which you revealed to us. Come to your right tonight in our midst, who you know our hearts and thoughts. You know what everyone needs here in this building and everywhere where the meeting is transmitted. Please come with your anointing in our midst. Work by your word. Work faith, as the scripture says, so that you can fulfill your promises tonight. Lord, look on your servant, bless him, strengthen him, lead him by your Holy Spirit. We are looking on you. We are trusting you that you tonight, you yourself are, and you will glorify your name. Please, Lord, please work beyond understanding in me, in us all. For that reason we have come. For that we have come here tonight to be prepared when you will come. Fill our cruses. Let our lamps burn. Help us all anew tonight. Heal in our midst the sick. Set the captives free. Let the victory of Calvary be manifested in our midst, in your people who are gathered here and which believes you with all their heart. We thank you for this meeting And we ask you, bless worldwide your people, everywhere, Lord, where they are listening,
but most,
important, where your word is believed. Come to your right. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Let us sing, only believe, only believe.
Only believe, only believe. All things are possible, only believe. Only believe, only believe. All things are possible, only believe. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here.
Amen. You may be seated. I also would like to welcome all of you from near and far, from all over Europe, from overseas. We have visit here from Canada, from the USA, visit here from Africa. May the Lord God bless beyond understanding and beyond measure. We are grateful that we can be gathered here undisturbed to hear the precious, everlasting Word of God and to believe it. Just giving you the telephone greetings, just briefly, Brother Mbie, DRC, Brother Motika, Johannesburg, Brother Udo Trispel, Germany, one brother from Burundi, Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland, Brother Ngonga, at this time in the USA, then Brother Manasse is also sending greetings, Brother Müller from Germany, Brother Adi is sending greetings, Brother Dominic, Brother Solomon is also sending greetings, and Brother Jonah is sending greetings, Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, Brother Cecil from South Africa, and also greetings from New Zealand, from our brother and sister Anderson. Just very wonderful that we can be joined in such a way in the Lord, believing with all our hearts what the Scripture says. And as the Scripture says it, I have a brief missionary report. It was a mighty victory for the kingdom of God, whether in Burma, whether in Bangkok, whether in Vietnam, Cambodia, everywhere. Also local flights I made there. Altogether, 12 times taking off and then again landing. But the brothers and sisters, they are just so grateful, so happy to meet an eye and ear witness who was present when Brother Branham carried out his blessed ministry. just as our Lord at the time, He said, ye are my witnesses. A witness must have seen something, must have heard something. Otherwise, he can be no witness. We are just so grateful for that what the Lord has done. In every country, every sermon was recorded and it's being duplicated and distributed among the people of God. Brother Lukram, who accompanied me, is also sending greetings to all of you. It's just so mighty. Also the connections, the flight connections. In Zurich, one sits into the plane, looks on the tablet, and there it says 9,442 kilometers distance from Zurich to Bangkok. And then the flight time duration 11 hours and 42 minutes. If one thinks about it, in 1 week, visiting six countries or six cities and preaching the word, and then after my return, it went on to Romania. And all of you, you have seen the photos. One photo we have there at the entrance, about 1,000 people were gathered to hear the word of the Lord. One third, probably for the first time in their lives, they listened to a sermon at all. And God, on the spot, He saved, He delivered. Yes. And also this Islamic reporter, just very mighty, a man from the Islam, a reporter. His decision he made on the spot for the Lord. And he said, this was the first sermon which I heard in my life. And I consecrate my life to the Lord. And Brother John, what did he say? He will make 300 copies of the sermon, and he will distribute it among the journalists. To him the word of the Lord became great. At this occasion, I would like to greet our Brother John and Brother Florine. Please stand up, both of you. Welcoming you. Be welcome. Our brothers, together with Brother Daniel, they arranged the meetings there. And we are very, very grateful to God for it. Today, we have also our brother Matthias Henrich in our midst, who many, many years ago, 1968, I think it was 68, when he consecrated his house and his heart in Romania. And God could use him that the message could be carried on. Contacts were established, and today thousands are coming together. In all the bigger cities of the country, we were there, and that is really fulfilled. He who receives him whom the Lord sends, he receives the Lord. And the word of the Lord always accomplishes for what it was sent for. Then today we have Brother George from Kinshasa in our midst. Who is here? who is here of the brothers, of the ministering brethren who are here for a visit, please stand up. I cannot remember all the names. Brother Isaac from Canada is also here. Who else is here? Feel at home. You are at home here. And may God really bless all. Also those who are here today for the first time. We have a couple of them in our midst. May God bless you in all tongues, in all peoples. And we may say, Bible prophecies are being fulfilled before our very eyes. In which year so much happened in natural catastrophes, what is going on the earth? Countries and cities were destroyed. And if one looks at politics, where will it lead to? Where will it lead to? The whole world, that's how it is written. It will shake to and fro like a hammock. What is remaining? What remains? And then if one reads the last declaration of this Pope, that between the Quran and between the Bible, of a truth, there is no difference in it. And that Jesus Christ is Jehovah and Allah are the same names. And if one reads this, the unification of all the religions under one head, and then one really has to think of past times. The prophet Daniel, he has seen four kingdoms. He has seen the Babylonian, the Medo-Persian, and the Greek, and then he has seen the Roman Empire, which started 63 before Christ. And when I was thinking about it, 47, 48 before Christ, the whole region of Jerusalem came under Roman rulership. And if I then think about it, 1948, the calling back of Israel into the land of promise, the founding of the State of Israel, Ben Gurion, born in Poland. He was the first president. He survived the Holocaust. And he was the first president in Israel. And if one thinks about it, that God visited His people, Israel, He received them and He took possession of them. And then in the New Testament, when you see all these things, when you see that the fig tree is becoming tender, then you know that the time is at hand. Brothers and sisters, we can find orientation in all things, and we have the Holy Scripture. Also in the new circular letter, we have written some things, just letting God come to speak. And this really distinguishes us really from all who refer to Brother Branham. They refer to his quotes, but they closed the Bible. I've seen it with my own eyes. Already in Brussels, we experienced it. They were reading one word of the Bible, closing the Bible, putting it aside, and then taking the sermons of Brother Branham in a bulk, reading the statements until Brother Rus really lost his nerves and he stood up and he really cleaned up there. Yes, Brother Rus was a man of God. He could not stand these things. He could not stand that the Lord had not the first place. But let us say it in love. Let us say it in love to God and His Word. We are not only going back to that what Brother Branham said, but we are hearing precisely to that what he said. Don't receive anything unless it is written in the Word of God. And how many statements he made, just back to God, back to the Word. I wrote down some scriptures. You all know. And we only touch it briefly now. It's generally known in our newspapers. There was a main subject. Marriage for all. Marriage for all. And with this was meant that men and men and women and women, marriage for all. And if we then look into the Holy Scripture, the first order which the Lord has given to mankind in paradise, He has given to Adam. He created Adam a Eve, and He gave her to him. And He called out, flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. Brothers and sisters, what did the singers sing in the last song here? Sin does not enter there. And whoever reads in the Old Testament, in Leviticus chapter 20, the Lord God listed the whole register of those who will be punished with death. God didn't want a death penalty, but God wanted to have an order, and so that the people know that God has an order among His people. All the others, they can do and leave what they like. The same it is today. All the churches, all the denominations, all the religions can decide for themselves what they believe and what they do. But the church of the living God is obligated to the Word. God made a new covenant with us, and the blood, and He shed the blood of the new covenant, so that we not only experience a conversion, but that also our earthly life that is set in an order before God, so that we live a life which is well-pleasing to Him, with which we can stand before Him. Brothers and sisters, the time is just here now that we have to live a life as if the rapture would take place every day, so that we really are in agreement with the Word of God. Now, let us quickly, let me read these three or four scriptures so that you know that the Lord, also in the New Testament, has given instructions for marriage. I just read from 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 2. 1 Corinthians 1 Corinthians 7, verse 2. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. This is for the New Testament church. It is an order. The well-known word from Matthew 19 now. Here the Lord also emphasized what was from the very beginning. And it must be said that the divine order also in the earthly life, in the marriages, in the families, must be established so that we respect God's word fully, also for our private lives. Matthew 19, verse 4, it's written, Matthew 19, verse 4, and he answered and said unto them, have ye not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife. You all know these scriptures. This goes up to 1 Timothy chapter 4, where Paul predicted by the Spirit that the time will come where marriage will be forbidden. And what was then introduced? There we read it. 1 Timothy. It's still written in chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. And here Paul, already at that time, he said, what would come? 1 Timothy chapter 4. And,
yeah.
One could read straight from verse 1. But you all know the Holy Scripture. You all know what is written. Also here, in the next, then, perhaps I shall still read it. Verse 1. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, outwardly very pious. Pious. And what did they make? They have built monasteries. And what was made there? Outwardly pious. Outwardly holy. But just hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. The divine order must remain with all of us. Now one word, Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 13. Here the man of God, once again, he wrote about it. And we believe with all our hearts that everything what God for for the church, what he ordained for the family and marriage, that it must be put in an order, as written. Hebrews 13, verse 4. Hebrews 13, verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. For whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let us say it in love. The church of the living God do not obey the laws of the countries, marriage for all. And if I then see how a pastor blesses two men, what can one think about it? We are not judging, but we are just saying the divine order must be established and must remain in the church. All the others can do what they like. Let us come now to that, what is very important for us. That we just recognize that God also for this time has a plan of salvation, and that everything was said in His Word what would take place, and that we will have part in it by His grace. Let me read to it from Titus to bring this to a close. Titus, the Apostle Paul, he put the weight on that, that we as the believers just have to return to the Word of God. I read it from Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Titus 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, separated, well-pleasing to God in this present world. Verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, we are all waiting for it, that the Lord returns. And then it's written in verse 14, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. This is the redemption, the finished redemption, so that the Lord already on this earth can not only redeem the church and forgive her, but that redeeming her from every bondage, from every habit, making her free, so that no one is enslaved, be it drunkenness, be it smoking, or whatever it might be. Don't be fooled anymore. Don't be enslaved. But in the fear of God, experiencing the deliverance by His grace. To the forgiveness belongs deliverance. Therefore it is written, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And our Lord said, in Luke 4, he read from Isaiah 60, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim liberty to the captives. The Lord set the captives free. The lost He saved. The sick He healed. This is a divine fact. And we may experience it and receive it by His grace. Also in view of that, that we have the Lord's Supper tonight. And God willing, tomorrow we will have a water baptism. Let me say it honestly and sincerely, brothers and sisters. It's a bit early now, but in Matthew 26, he really expressed with all his heart what he meant when he celebrated the Lord's Supper with his disciples. Let me read it. Although it applies only then when we have it. But here, in Matthew 26, we have the promise of our Lord that those, them whom He redeemed, He will take them to Himself. And that we will be with Him by His grace. Matthew 26. Here we read especially from verse 26. Matthew 26 from verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. But now comes the verse which I would like to emphasize, which I want to emphasize very much. 28. For this is my blood of the new covenant, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. He who prays for forgiveness cannot bypass the blood. He who prays for forgiveness must call upon the name of the Lord. Only he who calls upon the name of the Lord in connection with the sacrifice which he gave and who sees himself lost and who understands that we are lost forever without salvation, that the covenant was made for that purpose. It must serve for that purpose, that the blood of the new covenant was shed. And therefore, the proclamation of the gospel is of Jesus Christ, the crucified one, is the center of our proclamation. As Paul wrote to the Corinthians, I proclaim Jesus Christ, the crucified one. All who did not yet experience a true conversion, who did not yet consecrate their lives fully to the Lord, not just coming and say, good day. No, the Spirit of God leads us to repentance. We really feel sorry that we lived a life without the Lord. Tears are rolling down. And let us say it once again, as written, he who calls upon the name of the Lord, you all know what a call is. A call is somebody must be at the other line, at the end, who is called upon. It's not only a call, if you make a phone call, then somebody must be there who answers. He who calls upon the name of the Lord and who refers to that what happened on the cross of Calvary and who confesses that our Savior has shed his blood for us so that we are redeemed from our sin and receive forgiveness by his grace. And only then he can be baptized, so that not as a dry sinner one goes to water baptism, coming out as a wet sinner. No, that we consecrate our lives to the Lord, saying, beloved Lord, you died for me. I receive it by faith. I receive the forgiveness. Give me grace. Forgive me. And then we come to the next point, which makes me happy. Verse 29. Here it's written, but I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you, blessed and praised be our Lord. Until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. With all who celebrate the Lord's Supper with him, with them he will celebrate the Lord's Supper there up on high. We are called for this. We are ordained for that. We are chosen for it, to participate at the marriage supper of the Lamb as the blood-bought flock who believed our Savior and who received and accepted redemption. Please receive it now for you, dear brother, dear sister. The Lord celebrates the Lord's Supper with the disciples, and he speaks to them personally, and he says, drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. This is our longing, to be ready at the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. There are many scriptures which one could read for this subject, which one should read. But let us put the emphasis today on that, that we make the right beginning with our Lord and Savior. And that we say to all peoples with all our hearts, no one can live eternally except he received eternal life. And only he who comes to the Lord and who asks personally for forgiveness, he only will receive forgiveness and grace. Therefore, the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, also in this time, brothers and sisters, when our Lord says, the gospel of the kingdom of God must be preached to all nations for a witness, then with this is meant the everlasting gospel, the divine message to mankind. Be ye reconciled with God. Receive forgiveness. Receive grace. The greatest gift must be received. Once again, the thought, he who calls upon the name of the Lord, he must expect that he gets an answer, and the Lord answers. The Lord answers, and he says, thy sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more. It's not only an offer, but it's a divine fact which the Lord had given us. And if we speak about the last message, brothers and sisters, then of course not losing us in vain things, but finding rest for our souls in the main thing, just emphasizing that the church now at the end must be there where she was at the beginning. That the same gospel is preached in the power of God, and that all who believe make their personal experiences of salvation by His grace, just as we experienced it many times. That God not only gives a sermon, but that He is at work by His Spirit, and so that He convicts the people of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, and so that the people come to the Lord. We've experienced it in Constanța, in Romania. The Lord, the word was so mighty, more than 100 people came onto the platform and came to be prayed for. They were not called, they just came because they were touched by the Word and by the Spirit of God. At the end, I almost couldn't stand anymore. I just prayed for two at the same time. I just want to say, the Word still accomplishes today for what it was sent for. And let us say it once again, all who are newcomers, all the newcomers, all you young people, we want that all who are here today, that they all also participate in the Lord's Supper, so that each one examines himself, as Paul has written. Let everyone examine himself, and then let him eat. And to this belongs, as we emphasized at the beginning, also the divine order in the earthly life, that God gives us so much grace that really everything is according to His well-pleasing. Then we have it in 1 Peter chapter 1. We have instructions which the man of God has left to us for our way. And we are grateful, grateful with all our hearts for the precious and holy Word of God, which was left unto us. Perhaps I shall say it here. Last Thursday, I was reading in the Catholic Catechism about the sacraments. Many, many years ago, I did it already. But how many scriptures were used for the sprinkling of infants, that it is the new birth, that the sprinkled ones have become children of God? And then scriptures and again scriptures are used. Scriptures for a totally unbiblical act. And it goes on and on from one point to the other, up to the receiving of the Holy Spirit. When I was reading this, I was shocked. They really, Acts chapter 8 is used, written down, that the believers in Samaria, that they received the word and that they were baptized, and that then from Jerusalem the apostles came and they were laying hands on them so that they receive the Holy Spirit. And now the word from the book of Acts 8 is used when the bishop lays his hands on them, then they are joined and receive the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I'm not judging, but it really tears your heart. Millions of people are misled from the birth to their burial, are being misled, are being led around God, led around the plan of salvation. There's not one sacrament which can save. Only the faith in Jesus Christ our Lord can save. If one thinks about all that, what is going on, brothers and sisters, how grateful we can be. Without judging now, without looking down on others, but the religious deception is the most terrible. People are coming and they think that they are saved. And what is at the end? When these people wake up, what then on the other side? Brothers and sisters, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. There's no saving sacrament. But as our Lord said in the Great Commission, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he who remains an unbeliever shall be condemned. That's how it is written in the Great Commission in Mark 16. And this will remain like this. God will not change his word. And all who use it in a false way, they will make they will experience their wake up on the other side. Thanks be to the living God who has joined us with himself, who pardoned us, and that we on the day of salvation could receive and accept what God has prepared for us by his grace. Here in Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, we read from verse 13, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be. Setting your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We alone put our hope in Jesus Christ upon the name which is above every name. And in his name all knees shall bow and all tongues will confess that he is the Lord. Then it's written in verse 14, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. Not according to the former lusts.
Sie dem Untergang entgegengeht, sondern wandelt euch um.
But as he,
wandelt euch um.
But be transformed.
Verse 16,
be transformed. Because it is written,
ich geschrieben steht,
be ye holy, for I am holy.
Denn ich bin heilig. Und Vers 8,
Verse 18.
Ihr wisst ja, dass ihr von
For as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. Blessed and praised be our Lord and God. He who goes back to paradise will read in Genesis 4 that Cain and Abel were building an altar, that Cain brought to his altar of the fruit and field, and that Abel, from the first fruit of the herd, he sacrificed. The birthright was set by God from the very beginning. We see it with Jacob and Esau. It was about the birthright. And our Lord and Savior is the firstborn among many brethren. And whoever goes back to Psalms 89, I can read it to you. Psalms 89, he will find out that already it was announced what would take place when our Lord would give his life for us. It is written, Psalms 89.
In Verse 26,
he shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. I will make him my firstborn. Here one can go to Romans 8, to Colossians 1, to Revelation 1, to see how our Redeemer, as the firstborn, had his place in the plan of salvation. And we, who we were born again unto a living hope, we're becoming sons and daughters of God. Brothers, sisters, we received the birthright. We have the right to be called sons and daughters of God. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. This is the kernel of the divine message, which is now preached all over the earth. And please permit me, if I say this today, last September day, when I say this on the last day of September, it was on the 19th of September, there Brother Thies from Berlin called me. Is he here today? Where are you? Is Brother Thies today in our midst? Generally, he is here on the first weekends. And he calls into the phone, Brother Frank, today is the 19th of September. And I said, so what? So what? And he said, don't you know what happened on the 19th of September in Edmonton? And then he really reminded me what the Lord told me on Sunday, the 19th of September, on the 128th Avenue in Edmonton. I was reaching over to fetch the Bible and to read in it when the mighty voice of the Lord sounded, my servant, I called you according to Matthew 24. And I said before the Lord, Almighty Lord, I said, the verses 45 to 47 came from the mouth of the Lord. And they were emphasized. And when Brother Thies told it to me so much alive, he told it to me. And I really had to thank the Lord anew that He has led it in such a way that before the return of the Lord, which He described in Matthew 25, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. That before that, the table of the Lord is being prepared richly, that the spiritual manna is distributed, that the full word of God is revealed and is being included into the proclamation. It was just laid by God in such a manner. At that time, I didn't even know how many verses are in this chapter at all. But to the Lord be the thanks for it, that we may live now so close before the return of our beloved Lord and Savior, hearing, experiencing the full salvation, the whole plan of salvation of our God, that we can preach it as it was never revealed in such a way on the earth before. And to the Lord be the thanks for it, that we may have part in it. And what it means for me, you can of course imagine, when Brother Branham said, the food which you have to store in is the promised word for this time. It's on the tapes which are recorded. It's on the sermons which are recorded on tapes, giving the instructions by His grace. And then after His going home, the Word of God, the spiritual food was distributed all over the earth. The man of God does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. Brothers and sisters, once again, the emphasis. Before we go over to the Lord's Supper, let me read from Corinthians the verses which belong to the Lord's Supper. One could read also from the Old Testament, from Exodus 12, from Exodus 24. One could read from the Old Testament how God made the covenant in the Old Testament and how he said, "When I see the blood, then I will pass over you." Here, in 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, it says, verse 16, 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 16, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ?" A communion, a fellowship with the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Brothers and sisters, we are many members, but we make up one body. And we have fellowship with God. We have fellowship with one another. We believe the same full gospel, the same promises. By His grace, we have fellowship with God, fellowship with one another, worked by the Holy Spirit. Then, verse 17, "For we, being many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread." Our Lord said it, and He gave His body for His church. And Paul writes of the body of Christ, members on the body of Jesus Christ, as it is written, and it's still written, "A body thou hast created for me." And so the Lord has His body here on the earth to be present, to be at work. And we, by His grace, are the body of the Lord. And as it is one bread, which is then broken, so we are one body, which consists of many members. Then the precious word from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It's well known to all of us. But please, let us really take it to heart. Brothers and sisters, don't take anything for granted. It's grace, and again grace, that we may believe now, believing with all our hearts, namely as the Scripture says, and here it's written from verse 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body for you, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." Ye do proclaim what happened with his death. You proclaim the finished work of redemption till he comes. There are also such who don't celebrate the Lord's Supper anymore. They say, "The Lord already came." Also here we say, when the Lord comes, then we go. As long as we are on the earth, he did not yet come. Then, verse 27, "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." This we will obey precisely, not examining others, but let each one examine himself as he stands before the Lord, what he has to put in order before the Lord still. Once again, the word addressed to all the newcomers, all who became believers, all who receive our Lord and Savior. If you do this today, and if you are ready to be baptized tomorrow, you can partake of the Lord's Supper. The Lord requires faith and obedience. Faith and obedience belong together. And the Lord's death we can only proclaim if you received what he has given us by his death, and thanking and praising the Lord for it. Brothers and sisters, I'm convinced of it, that God has done great things in our midst already, and he will still do great things. And as we emphasized at the beginning, the divine order with marriage, with family, with everything remains valid for the church, regardless of what kind of laws are made in a country. They can all fulfill, all the others can fulfill it. We have only one obligation: to do what God's word requires of us. And only by this we can be sanctified in the truth, being prepared unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. Although we didn't mention the word message so much, let me still say it today. The divine message is in this book, and we are grateful to the Lord God with all our hearts. And in our German translation, For the gospel is used the message of salvation. This message connected with the salvation of God. Not just a message, but the message of salvation. And the last message which was entrusted to us and which has reached the ends of the earth is the message of salvation as it was preached at the beginning. That's how it is being preached at the end. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Blessed and praised be the Lord our God. Are you agreeing with it? Do you agree? Then we stand up and we sing a couple of choruses, and the brothers will prepare the Lord's Supper. Who says the first chorus? Just as I am.
As I am, without one plea, but then thy blood was shed for me, and yet thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God. I come.
Once again,
just as I am. And waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come.
As our heads are bowed, as we remain in silent prayer, do we have in our midst some who would like to be included now into this prayer, who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord? It's the hour of decision which the Lord has given to us. And as the Lord's Supper is prepared, let me ask briefly, as the heads are still bowed, as the eyes are still closed, as the hearts are opened, do we have some whom we can now include in prayer, bringing them before the throne of grace? Please raise your hand. Everywhere. All over. All over. Lord, Almighty God, it's still the time of grace. It's still the day of salvation. You are still calling, O Lord. And all who are now coming to you and who call upon your name, upon the name of Jesus Christ, to them you give the answer, I redeemed you. I have called you by thy name. You are mine. I thank you, beloved Lord. You are saying to each one what is written in Psalms 103, who forgiveth thee all thy sins and who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemed your life from destruction, and who he who crowneth thee with love and mercy and kindness. Beloved Lord, crown all who are now coming to you. Crown them with grace and loving kindness, with forgiveness and eternal salvation and eternal life. May all be blessed. Amen. my victory. To the Lord be the glory and the praise also for this wonderful hours of grace which we could experience in His presence. We want to remember the Lord as we read, remember Him. Who endured such a shame. Also tonight when we leave this place, let us go silently. Let us remain silently. Really remembering the Lord, what great things He has done for us. Always remember, the enemy is always busy to rob that what God has given us. Let us keep it in our hearts, in our thoughts, praising Him, honoring Him. It would be good if no one would travel far and to go eating, returning late, but that all would go to bed, so that tomorrow morning early, with new confidence, with new expectation, we could come before the presence of the Lord. We are now coming to the close, and I ask Brother Schmidt to pray the closing prayer. We stand up for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we say thanks for the grace and faithfulness which we received time and again in Christ Jesus our Lord. For you revealed yourself in him, and you have given us salvation in him and through him. And so we ask you, O God, give grace, so that what we heard, that we don't forget it, but that we become doers of the word which you spoke to us. Ezra said, let us go in peace and silence from this place, pondering on that what you said to us. Because, Lord, you said it. We are one body, members of your body. Please help us to walk on your ways. So we pray for all. Lord Jesus, all who are spread, all who have heard your word, strengthen them, and also us. Lord, if there is a tomorrow for us, so we ask you, Lord, give us grace that we, in full confidence and expectation, that we come and we believe everything what we expect, you also give unto us. Lord Jesus, we thank you once again. Abide with us and give also the words. If there is a tomorrow for us, please speak again to us and give instructions so that we can walk on this way of truth for the glory of your name. Amen. We'll give all the glory to Jesus. To Jesus and tell of his love, and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful.